I'm Nicole.
Hello. Hi. Nice to meet you. Okay.
Nice to meet you too.
18-year-old Nicole Lynn Sangan came to the United States from the Philippines in August of last year under a desire to see the world.
No, I wanted to travel. I wanted to see what America was like, and so I came here. Last year, my friend, she had been an exchange student, and then she told me all about it, and I wanted to become an exchange student also.
That's Rhoda Hockett, a sign language interpreter with Northside ISD. Nicole was born deaf due to her mother having chickenpox during pregnancy. Like Nicole, her San Antonio host family members were all born deaf as well. Carol Ann Broderson is Nicole's host mother. She's able to speak on her own. Broderson says that she was approached by a friend of hers to become a host to Nicole.
She sent me a message saying, hey, you know, they're looking for a deaf family for the deaf girl coming. Are you interested? And I didn't even think about it. I was like, oh. I mean, what was that? 10 minutes later, someone was at my door. And the minute she got off that plane, I mean, she was bonded to us.
At first, Nicole says that there were a few culture shocks, especially around food and people.
I thought it was going to be like Mexico. I thought, you know, and I saw all these people had looked Mexican and they ate Mexican food, which is different from the Philippines. Because in the Philippines, we eat rice.
Broderson says initially she bought rice under the suggestion from another friend before Nicole arrived to make her feel more comfortable. However,
we're showing her, okay, here's your rice. And she looks at us like, I want it away from that. I don't want any rice. We're like, sorry. But then she goes straight for the refrigerator. She opens the refrigerator and just looks and looks and then turns around and goes, I like. So, I mean, and I finally asked her, so what do you want to eat? And she's like, I want hamburger, pizza, french fries, and Fruit Loops.
Between the two countries, Nicole says that there are even differences in sign language.
FSL, Filipino Sign Language, is a little more gestural. Yeah, like the sign for dad in American Sign Language is an open hand on the forehead, and the sign for dad in the Philippines is showing sort of a mustache across the top of your lips.
Her stay got off to a bumpy start. Nicole had been going to a school for the deaf, so the transition to Marshall High School was a little difficult.
I was surrounded by people who didn't know sign language. You know, communication was difficult. You know, if I'm with deaf people, it's fine. I could gesture, I could get along, but having to write back and forth to people who didn't understand me.
Gabriella Wolfenberger, Nicole's inclusion teacher, also being translated by Hockett, says after Nicole arrived, the other deaf students at campus began wanting to create a club for American Sign Language, which caught the attention of other students.
The hearing students heard about it and just flocked. I think at the first meeting they had just a few kids, and then it grew and grew and grew to the room wasn't big enough. They had to move to the library to accommodate all the kids who wanted to learn sign language.
The club helped Nicole feel more at home, and Wolfenberger says the principal took notice.
He loved what was going on there. I guess it gave him the idea to set up ASL classes. ASL is a foreign language at Marshall High School for next year.
About 200 students have already signed up for the class for next year. Nicole came to the U.S. as part of an exchange initiative known as the YES Program through the State Department. Connie Kuchu, a regional manager with AUSA, a nonprofit organization that matches students with host families, says the YES Program was designed to bring students from predominantly Muslim countries to the U.S.
It was kind of in response to 9/11. We had had students come from the former Soviet Union before on the FLEX program. They saw that having youth come over and experience American culture, it helps for stereotypes to be broken.
Currently, there are about 85 students in the U.S. under the YES program. Nicole will not be here for the next school year. Although she's sad to leave, Nicole says she's ready to go home and share her experiences. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.